Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 273, The Fate of the Furious.
There's more movies coming. That's the fate.
Yes, the fate is they will continue to suck but rake in money. Until next time.
We'll see you later.
Yeah. So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And once again, we have a guest on the line with us. Say hello.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
And he writes for Review STL. And so that's his in, if you want to call it that.
You know, if you, I don't know why you wouldn't want to, but if you don't want to listen to us and our sexy voices talk about this movie for an hour, you can read his review, I guess.
Sure. Why not?
Just read it in our voices.
Yeah. Like we're Morgan Freeman suddenly. Right. Yeah.
Joe is working on his like robot transcription where you can just like text a voice.
So just some quick shameless plugs. Don't forget that we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. And we've also started a Facebook group to complement our Facebook page. So if you want to join that, come on in. The water's just fine.
That's right.
Just type Facebook or and go to Facebook and in their little search thing, type
just
in.
Just boot up your computer and type in.
It's the first thing you see on Facebook, right? Go to Facebook and their little search thing. Just type in Real Spoilers and it'll show up under League of Show Sharers.
Yes.
You can join that and then you can take part in the conversation.
Yeah.
So there's all your shameless plugs. We will now turn our eyes to Fate of the Furious.
I feel like we should preface this with what we feel about this series.
The series or this movie?
No, the series. Okay. I just leading into it, I'm just curious because I saw the first movie in theaters, and the Furious. It was at a time in the early 2000s when, you know, souping up your car was cool and neons on your car. And it was such a right place, right time type of thing.
And young Kevin Brackett. Fresh from the Target with his new Tap Out shirt.
No.
Affliction.
No.
No, none of that was a thing at that point in time.
I don't think there was Axe body spray yet.
His puka shell necklace.
That makes more sense. Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But so.
And his mandals.
Yes. Also a thing.
but you know, this movie, I loved Point Break growing up, and there is no doubt that The Fast and the Furious is.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Is Point Break with car racing, right?
Yes.
I mean,
there's no skydiving.
They can say, I mean, yeah, it was based on an article but it was based on an article this guy wrote in GQ or whatever, but he obviously saw Point Break. Like, it is Point Break. It is point, you know, like a plot point for plot point. Yeah. It's Point Break, right? So the first one was fun. So you had the car racing element, what was hot in the early 2000s, with a story that's intriguing. And so I enjoyed the first one. I did not like the second one.
One's bad.
Did not like
the third one, revisit.
Have you watched the third one recently?
No.
That writing is terrible.
Oh,
I couldn't even get through
it. That's not what the
that's
go
kind
fast
of what
these movies
for.
Are built on, right?
I get it, but
people go to these things with a bad writing.
Yeah,
but at that point it was so early, right? And so it wasn't the superhero franchise yet. That was a car racing movie, and it was so bad. It's so bad, and it locked what was great was the chemistry between Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. That group, you know, Mia. Like in the original movie, you have that core group.
Keep naming them the people.
Well, those are the three that I can't remember.
Wait, but, these people have chemistry?
Yeah.
And in the first movie, that's when they really developed that thing that now they call family, right? It was before Ja Rule, or no, I'm sorry, not before Ja Rule. It was before Ludacris. It was before Tyrese. It was before that whole family element, really. But it was like the core group of characters.
And that's chemistry. It's what we're calling that.
Well, in the first one, that's...
I'm not going to lie, man. With Paul Walker gone... There is something missing.
Yeah,
I never thought that I would say that Paul Walker was the glue that held this thing together.
But he was one of three, right? But,
what do you mean?
I mean, in the first movie, it really was Dom and Brian and Mia.
Yeah.
Dom and his sister, Mia.
Movies are dumb, all right.
Yeah. But so the point was, my main point to gloss over this is just that two was bad, didn't have the two main characters. It had one.
Yeah.
Three was bad. It didn't have any of them except for a cameo by Diesel. Four is where they brought the main characters back.
And it's like,
this is what we wanted, right? And then five, The Rock comes on board. It's a superhero movie. Go.
No, the five is not a superhero. Five is a straight up action flick.
I know.
Six is where it makes the jump into
insanity. When is it Mexico and they're racing the cars through tunnels? Which is that?
I feel like that's... Oh.
Brazil is five, right? Jeremy? Brazil is five. Four is when...
I think the tunnels was before Rock.
Yeah.
That was the first one I saw.
That was four.
I've never seen any of the other ones.
So you could check out one.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, but
why would I do that?
But it's different. It's different, though. So one was a different time. That is literally Point Break with car racing.
Right.
And then two and three were bad. They missed what made one good. Four was where they got back on track. Five introduced The Rock.
Yeah.
Who is the star of this movie.
Yep.
And then six and seven were absolutely terrible. I mean,
yes.
I mean, I
know about that.
I know that it made $1 billion. I know that you went to see things blow up and car stunts. And I'm not saying the stunts were bad, but everything else
about
it. I feel
like I didn't mind six. Six was what it was.
Six was the runway, man.
Whatever.
I can't.
I loved it.
So maybe they.
Seven was bad. I did not like seven.
Maybe they.
You know why I didn't like seven is because The Rock's barely in it.
There you go.
He's he gets like taken out in the first.
That's the one where he like breaks his arm or something.
Yeah, yeah.
His leg.
So he's gone in the first 10 minutes, and he doesn't come back until the last.
In
10
my
minutes.
Defense, his arms are so big,
they look like legs.
They could be legs.
But seriously,
I will say
seven is class action lawsuit bait and switch. To put Rock in that movie, to say this movie stars The Rock.
He was in like the first scene of the last or something, wasn't he?
It's on the level of the current like potato chip bag lawsuit that is happening.
With the air in the top.
Because somebody's suing because the gal opened, there was like a third of the bag was potato chips, everything else was air. Because
five, I'm telling you, what five is the highest reviewed movie maybe in the franchise.
Probably.
Five is like certified fresh or whatever, it's like 75%, something
certified
like that.
Fresh by the skin of their teeth.
Right, but no, my point is though, like it's all relative, and five is pretty much the highest.
Well, because they're family, yeah.
True, that's
why
it's all relative.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm telling you? It's not coincidence that is because The Rock's in it. And
The Rock was coming back to action movies when he did five.
Yeah.
Like I think he had done Faster, which is a different movie altogether, which if you haven't seen it, it's this I wouldn't call it indie, but it's a very small budget action flick where The Rock's the main character. He did something else.
I just think of The Rundown, right? Isn't that
The Rundown is great. The Rundown is amazing.
It's so good.
It's a bad title.
He did the movie where he was a father of a kid who gets busted for selling drugs.
Yeah, he's like driving a truck or something the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I saw
Snitch.
That.
Snitch. Yeah. Which isn't bad. Like, he's good.
Okay.
That's him getting his bearing in an action movie setting again. Because he hadn't done action movies until, like, he had quit. He had done, you know, like we talked about, The Game Plan, the Tooth Fairy, the Witch Mountain one.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been, like, other stuff where he had gotten away from the action genre. And then he was just like, I'm going to get, you know, have the largest arms in the world, and I'm going to go back to doing action movies.
So here's the thing with The Rock, right? So name me the one movie that name me the one movie The Rock was ever bad in.
So it's funny you should say that.
Okay.
I was like that with Bruce Willis for a long time. Like there was he had been in some Dogs, but I was like, I liked even Hudson Hawk. Hudson Hawk is an awful movie. He's amazing in that movie. Like Bruce Willis is fun to watch in that movie because he's not the asshole that he is now.
Right.
Like Cop Out.
Yeah. Now I can name quite a few.
Cop Out is the turning point.
Reds.
Well, he was okay. Oh, wait. Oh. You mean Red 2?
It's just Red. Reds well, is the
Red,
Warren
Beatty movie.
No, yeah. I know. I mean the pair of Reds.
Oh, I see. No, that you first, were lumping them yes. under one.
And that then, first okay. Red movie's good. It that was, first one's good. The second one's bad. I like the first
the
one.
The first one's bad. The second one's worse.
I guess if you're rating on a curve, yeah.
Those
but
movies
no,
are so
lazy. I can't think of a time yeah. where The Rock is
yeah,
not
but tell me.
Fun to watch.
The Rock and Jeremy, I'm gonna ask you, because I know Jeremy's a big Rock fan. Sure. He wrote the review for this on the website, reviewstl.com, and he also is a huge Rock fan. And I'm thinking back to, you know, I used to watch wrestling. Like, The Rock was big when I was big into wrestling,
dude,
right?
Dude, there was, with the exception of Hogan,
that
and
guy,
maybe Austin,
yeah.
there is no bigger star ever.
And
so ever who, no bigger crossover right. star.
And who, no, I don't, oh, there's no bigger there's star if you're no, talking about crossover.
There's you, no bigger crossover no. star.
But okay. I'm talking about WWE.
Name a hit movie that Hulk Hogan was in.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's Cyborg Nanny or whatever wasn't the
Cyborg. It was
and don't give
Commando.
Me Rocky 3 or yeah. whatever.
No,
I wasn't in for
that.
2
but
minutes.
I'm thinking
but
like the Mr.
No,
Nanny and Suburban
Commando
yeah.
and Mr. Nanny.
Now there would be no Rock if it were not for Hulk Hogan. I'm not trying to take away Hulk Hogan's achievement.
We're just saying biggest crossover
but
star?
Biggest crop, but the, yeah. the Rock has by far eclipsed yeah. Hulk Hogan.
I would agree.
But so that is why, and I want to ask Jeremy here, but that is why I'm saying he's never done a bad job no matter what he's in. He is one of the most charismatic people living and breathing on this earth.
I would
earth.
Say the closest you'd get to him being bad at a movie is Scorpion King. And it's his yes. first movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's also a movie
agree.
Called The Scorpion
he's
King.
He's also, right. he's not right. in it. Like, that's the thing. He's in it.
It's like CGI.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I was thinking right. of The Mummy 2. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. I was like, he's CG in that movie. But you're right. The
yeah.
Scorpion King is.
I will definitely say if we're talking about, again, I mean, something has to be the worst, right? When you're talking about no matter
yeah.
how good of a career there is out there, there's a best and there's a worst. And I think that's definitely it. But, I mean, every other movie, if you ignore that, I can't think of one time that you don't look at that guy, even in a bad movie, and go, damn, every time he smiles and looks at the camera or delivers a line, you're like, man, that guy oozes charisma.
Yep.
And so I think the guy is incredible. And Jeremy, I know that you're a big fan. So, I mean, what do you think overall with his addition to this franchise?
Oh, I think he's the reason it's still thriving. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, after four had moderate success, but then when you put him in five, that was right around the time he added life to the G.I. Joe movie, which, again, was a horrible movie. But with him in it, you know, it was a hit. So I think, you know, you got to look at him as the driving force. And I think eventually you're going to see him get his own spinoff as the Hobbs character.
I don't even think they're going to spin it off. I think Vin Diesel's going to go away.
Yep.
And it's just going to be
but
a rock.
Canny. I think at this point, Vin Diesel is like, owns the franchise. You know what I mean? Like,
Universal owns this
yeah,
franchise.
But
Universal can make that call where it's like, see ya.
I'm saying
this, well, he said he only wants to make three more, and this is the first of those
yeah.
three.
Right. So it might be kind of like on his own terms thing. But what I'm saying is, I don't think they can fire Vin Diesel at this point.
Oh, I don't think they would ever
no. yeah.
get rid of him. They would choose to get rid of him. Yeah. I'm saying I think he's going away,
yeah.
and I think that they're. I think he's like, I'm going to go and make three more of these, and I think they were like, thanks for the notice.
Yeah.
Right. You know, let's.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Let's, you know, let's have a talk, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're seeing so much more of him in this movie, and they're gonna, you know, hey, how would you mind? You know, would you be adverse to us handing you, you know?
Well, I think
a $1 billion franchise.
I honestly think after seeing this movie, I think we're gonna get it's gonna be Statham, Rock, and Kurt mm-hmm. Russell.
Yeah,
like those are your three.
Yes,
guys, and who are gonna be your?
Those are the only times I was interested
in
this
maybe
movie.
And maybe Scott Eastwood. Maybe.
Well, I see. That's what I was about to say. I don't think it's yeah. going to be Kurt Russell. I think that's why Scott
okay.
Eastwood's in this movie.
I'm fine with that. I liked him too.
Right.
Like, he was.
They introduced him yeah. so that Kurt Russell could step away,
or maybe not have to spend as much time on.
I was
set.
Disappointed yeah. that with the Scott Eastwood character, in that I thought when they put him behind the wheel of a car, he was going to be amazing. I thought it was going to be like that he's this little
that he's Paul Walker,
that he's this little dweeb and they don't really like him and that he's kind of squirrely and they don't know what to think of him. But then they put him behind the wheel of a car. And
yeah.
He's like, watch this. And they
made him more of a dweeb.
They never really gave him that moment to yeah. shine. And I thought that was weird and wasteful
for
on
a guy.
Part.
It's, you know, a friend of the show, Brian Spath, and I have gone back and forth about Scott Eastwood and his charisma or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
I like the guy. Like, I think he has the ability to be, obviously his dad is it's set that bar really high.
It's
but.
Weird how much he looks like his father
yep.
without sounding anything
he,
like
it's
his
very
father.
Odd. It is very odd because he if you look at a young Clint Eastwood, he looks identical.
Oh, I mean, it's creepy.
Spot on.
Yeah.
But he does not have that voice.
Yeah.
He does. I don't think he has that screen presence yet.
Well, to
not
me,
to say that he's not.
I don't think he's proven himself yet. What's the one great Scott Eastwood thing he's ever
well,
done?
Okay,
but
look,
I mean, in
Clint Eastwood,
how many opportunities has he been?
I'm not, but yeah. he's been in 4 or 5 movies. I'm
well,
just saying,
but,
like, I don't.
You can't.
To
I don't
me,
feel,
he's not.
I don't feel like he's been given a property to yeah. that's really what anybody could have been great
I also
in,
I also
but.
Think he's not ready yet. Like, you have to be, in my opinion, you have to be ready to accept that franchise and to be front and center. You know, like, his dad, like, we forget that his dad was on, like, Gunsmoke, and he was in, he did all kinds of stuff before.
Oh, yeah, he was around, he was in, what, Return of the Creature from the Black
yeah,
Lagoon.
Like, yeah,
he,
right. Like, you
he,
have to.
He was a yeoman for a long
right.
time.
You got to cut your teeth. You yeah, got to yeah. learn, you know, hone your craft and get it to where it needs to be.
But even when he, what kind of cemented his movie star status were crappy B movies, or what people thought were gonna be crappy B movies.
So you mean the spaghetti westerns?
The spaghetti westerns.
Oh, that elevated him.
That's what elevated him. Yeah. But he basically had to go take a job nobody else wanted.
Right.
And,
I agree.
And even when those came out, critics were initially very dismissive of those films.
Idiots.
And it was only over time that they became
yeah.
deemed
I think
some
I,
of the greatest
even
westerns
Dirty
ever
Harry,
made.
I don't think was. A massive hit, was it?
Oh, no, Dirty Harry was
oh,
a
was
massive
it?
Hit.
Okay.
Oh, guess, yeah, that was a massive hit.
My point is, to get off the Scott Eastwood thing, my point is that you say, I think he has this potential, or I've seen whatever, blah, blah, blah. At this point, he looks like Clint Eastwood.
In,
I don't know
well,
what,
in,
he's never proven
in,
himself
in the words
to be
of,
any,
in the yeah. words of wrestling superstar, well, Hall of Famer, Jim Ross, you can't cash a check on potential. Like, you have to deliver.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah,
you, know,
you need two forms of ID.
Yeah. Everybody
knows that.
Everybody so I'm waiting. That, yeah. That's all I'm saying. He looks like Clint Eastwood. He's going to have to prove to me.
No,
that
I would
you know
agree
I mean?
That it's like, I think so far a lot of what we see as potential is the fact that he
looks
like Clint Eastwood.
Right?
Like Clint Eastwood.
So.
Yeah. But he also, like, he's yeah. not a, he's not a a scene sucker. Like, he doesn't suck the charisma or the energy out of a scene.
But he also, I don't, I
he doesn't add anything.
He hasn't just completely taken yeah. over a scene for me.
Correct.
Either.
I'm just told people go, this is the thing. People go, okay, yeah, he's a handsome dude, whatever. People go, oh, Scott Eastwood's in this movie. Oh, Scott Eastwood's in this. It's like, okay,
yeah.
he has not done one thing that
you know,
has impressed
honestly,
me.
Who's as much as I wanted him to be Superman is Matt Bomer. Matt Bomer to me is the same way. Like, I like that guy. I think he's fun to watch, but there's nothing you can point to where it's just like, oh yeah, I mean, Matt Bomer's in it. Let's go see it. You know, like he's a back character.
On television.
That show, I mean, yeah, I guess that show was built around
him. He has way
him.
More charisma than I've ever seen Scott Eastwood have.
I wouldn't agree.
Well,
I would
we should
I wouldn't
probably
disagree
talk about the movie.
Oh yeah,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So this one starts with, which I didn't realize that Michelle Rodriguez and The Rock, or Vin Diesel got married.
Yeah,
because
they had like a beach wedding where they just like, just
did that happen
did
in
it.
The last one?
I think, right?
Jeremy,
I don't know. I don't
yes.
That happened
yes.
in the last one?
Didn't they just kind of like on their own accord, like, oh, we're married
yeah.
now kind of thing? Yeah.
Vin Diesel just like,
I don't,
oh, sorry.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't remember
now.
Them actually putting. Yeah, I don't think the wedding was actually in the movie.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And
I just picture being like Vin Diesel's like, no, we're married now.
I think yeah. pretty much from what I remember.
I deemed it so.
Yeah, pretty much they're on a beach and they're just like, yeah, we're getting married. Or
right. So this girl that he is proclaimed repeatedly is family.
Letty.
He just married her.
Correct.
So he's married one of his family.
He's
members.
Married one of his cousins. That's really what happens. Yeah. I mean,
it
you got to keep it
explains a lot.
You got to keep it in the family.
Explains
a
lot.
That's what that is. So they're you know they're doing their thing
in Cuba.
So he has a car race because it's a Fast and Furious movie. We have to put a car race in here somewhere.
I think it's like, no, wow, there was actually a car race in the Fast and Furious movie.
I agree. I was like,
that
well,
was
this is quaint.
Yeah.
Who
was
knew?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what the last two movies lacked. There was not actually street racing. I'm
yeah.
not saying there weren't cars. There was not racing.
This is, yeah, this was, so he, I guess his cousin owes this guy a bunch of money. Vin Diesel's like, I'll race.
I like how the movie's making this guy a for wanting
yeah.
his money back.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, oh, the loan shark that you pay, you loan,
right.
Like he loaned you money.
This is, I was really worried at the beginning of this movie, the writing around this whole scene.
It's bad.
This
is some of the worst writing.
I was, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, please, I hope this movie's fun. And we get to this movie, and I'm not saying the car chase wasn't bad. I thought they did a really good car scene, like racing.
Yeah.
But the whole dialogue leading up to it, I go, oh, this is what we're doing.
I think in this scene we see why we don't get the street racing movie anymore. And it's it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about all the CG?
No. Oh. I mean, that's just, you know, they don't even have, they can just, they could run a blurb at the end of this movie that like no cars were injured in the making of this film. It's all CG.
Yeah.
But
you know, in the last one, it wasn't. In the last one, they destroyed like hundreds of actual
cars. I'm not saying that they don't actually use cars, but any of the really cool stuff.
I know what you mean. But I mean, they've been known for, and I think in this movie, I could see where it was practical and where it wasn't. But at least in the last one, like hundreds of real cars, it was real stunts, not for jumping building to building. I mean, but as far as cars
transportation,
wrecking, you know,
just getting them around.
Tipping Diesel to his trailer.
The thing that, the why I think they can't do the street racing, why that's just part of the reason that's fell by the wayside, you see in this movie, the motorcycles.
Oh, totally.
They were using the motorcycles to go in, because we have to make sure that the public knows we're blocking off traffic for the street races so people don't get hurt. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yep.
But I guess with this movie's target demo, you probably do need to remind them, like,
don't race like an asshole.
Drive like this on the street. But it was just like, it, like they kept going
that
to this,
I forgot.
This footage of the motorcycles blocking off traffic.
But see, I think that maybe I get your point of view, and I understand why you'd think that. To me, that actually added more credibility to the film, because I'm like, how are you going to race through busy streets and not have cars just slam into the side of them? And that to me actually explains.
When I was a kid, we had movies like Cannonball Run. And people got paralyzed in those movies, and we liked it.
Yeah, but to me, they
really did get paralyzed. True, a female stunt driver. Yeah. Which I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
Ta-da, why would you do that in the first place?
But to me, these stupid movies, the last two movies, I think they were just terrible because they were so dumb. I understand you can have big action movies, but they were so far beyond stupid that I just couldn't get into them. And in this movie, right off the bat, with me being like, how are they going to do this how are they going to block off streets, and they actually had motorcycles, I'm like, I bet people could actually do that, block off intersections for them to go forward.
I mean, unless you hit the motorcycle.
Right, but so
I thought
so
what
I just
was
took
overkill
it a different
though
way.
Was when there was like a 10-minute scene where they went and got permits to close down the streets.
Yeah,
no, I just thought that was, you know,
this is no longer illegal.
He goes to the street department, then he has to go over to the Department of Motor Vehicles,
and then he doesn't have the right stuff, so he has to go back to the street department.
It's all in Spanish.
but this whole scene, like, again, I liked the street racing. I'm glad they brought it back. I think the driving scenes were good, but the whole point leading up, the whole point after with the, oh, you know, we're family and you got to keep your promises, and then, oh, here's your car now. How did anyone not see this entire scene coming? Like, it was so unnecessary.
I think my favorite my favorite dumb line in the scene, and there were plenty, was when Vin Diesel says, like, you know, like, this is the only right way to get a car, by winning it. Yeah. And I was just like, and then I turned to my wife and I was like, well, how do you ever get your first car? Like, you just got to, like, find a really, like, a really crappy car and then
you race it on a bike.
Yeah.
On a, like, you know, like, you know, just on a pedal bike.
There's a major flaw in your theory here, Dom. Yeah. Like,
and what also bothered me in this scene, again, I know it's, these movies are ridiculous, but what I thought we were getting set up for the rest of the movie, when it comes to how unbelievable they are, Dom jumps out of a car. So at the very end of this race,
ridiculous.
This guy, the motorcycle goes in front of this car. It sets the car on fire. He's got this makeshift NOS system, so his car is about to literally blow up. Dom jumps out of the side of the car, rolls on the ground. The car explodes out into the ocean, and then Dom gets up and has not one scratch on him.
Well, he's also wearing all white.
Yeah.
And he's also wearing a sleeveless shirt. Yeah. So I get that these movies are ridiculous, but you couldn't put some dirt on him? He just, like, got out
maybe
of the shower and woke
maybe
up.
A little bit of blood.
I look at it as, like, it's the modern-day equivalent of how the cowboy's hat never flies
off.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But I just am like, oh, come on, please don't be that stupid, because
I think what bothered me about this was, like, the crowd of people that were so invested in what was happening.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, and they're, like, cheering for
the
race.
Waiting at the finish
line. And I was
line.
Like, how do you cheer for a street race? One, how do you know where the street race is going to end?
Right.
Like, and how do you even know who all the participants are and that you're emotionally invested? And there's, like, people that are all, like, pumping their fist in the air at the end when Vin Diesel went. I'm like, how, you don't know. This is would be boring for you to watch. Like, it's not like you're in a stand where
it's like watching a marathon. You know, like, there they go. Okay. That's it.
It's all about.
This is really interesting.
No, but.
There they go in.
But
this is a very fun movie.
but you're right, though. But that's always been the problem with these movies, is the only thing that the audience can enjoy is them taking off and then crossing the finish line.
Yeah.
Everything in between that we see, these people at the finish line are just
no
like,
idea. They would have any idea.
Yeah. Like, so no, but that's every one of these movies. And that's just like, and I think in real life, because obviously people do street race, like that's the only thing you can do is who's going to cross that finish line. Anything in between is like,
well, whatever. And then like when you show them crossing the finish line, right? And like, and Dom wins by like a fender.
Of course he does.
You know?
Because Tom, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
Okay. Which, but all I, and then
that's
all
a line
I,
from the first one, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. And then all I could think of is like, who's determining who won? Because like the guy in the other car,
it's not exactly
is
a photo
the
finish.
The cameraman.
It's like a yeah, it's a photo finish, but there's nobody there to take photos. So like the guy in the other car is gonna be like, no, I won. Yeah. And then they're gonna have a big fight about who won. It's like when you played Cowboys and Indians or whatever you guys played, because we probably couldn't play Cowboys and Indians.
No, we played Cops and Robbers.
Yeah, but you know, and it's like, no, I shot you first. Oh, I shot you first. That's all that would have happened.
Well, so here's the deal, though. So I will say, okay. The last two movies, again, were dumber than dumb. Five was great.
Wait, Jim Carrey's in these things? Jeff Daniels in these movies?
No. Oh. They were dumber than that.
Lauren,
even.
No, wait. Who was the girl? Lauren Holly?
Sure.
Was she in the first?
Sure, why not?
So
these I've already lost interest in this.
Those last two movies were dumb. Five jump-started things. I was wanting more of that. I didn't like the direction they went. But as soon as the car was on fire, and so the flames were coming into the front windshield that had been blown out.
Okay,
and he spins,
fair enough.
And he spins around, starts driving backwards. I was like, yes, I am in. If this is what we're doing. And so they at least set the movie off like that. And I was laughing out loud during that. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. And from that point on, I was into this movie because I'm like, that's what we're doing. You
my So I saw this at like 10 o'clock on a Thursday night at the Esquire. And the crowd that I was with made this movie way more enjoyable just because there are certain reveals that happened in this movie where people audibly gasped and I'm just like, really? That deserved a
I don't know about the big reveals in this movie, but the big dumb fun part of it, I think they added enough writing to where it's like, yeah, that could actually happen, as ridiculous as it was, but it's like, okay, I could see that. I see where you're going with. And then with how crazy those stunts were, I was like, okay, I'm on board. And
to me, these movies need to be a stunt fest.
Yeah.
Like that's what these have to be.
Yeah.
You know, you can throw a little bit of plot in there if you want, but they need to be big stunt, little bit. Like, it's almost, you know,
and that's what they did with this movie.
Yeah.
I thought this movie was surprisingly light on action.
I would agree.
There's like a 45-minute stretch where I feel like nothing happens. And then there's like,
it's a lot of talking.
And then there's like one action scene that's completely ridiculous.
Yes.
Like just
bonkers.
Jaw-droppingly dumb. Not ridiculous, like over the top.
It was
like,
bonkers.
Like the airplane runway scene was stupid.
Was dumb.
But I get why people still were like, but I don't care.
Right.
Oh, you know? See, I'm the opposite.
But
I didn't care.
I get why people say that they don't care about the runway scene. I mean, I did care. I'm like, this is, but I get it. But the scene in the middle of this movie, like, is just so, like, jaw-droppingly stupid. I couldn't get past.
It was like 28, it was like World War Z.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, to me, it looked like. And I was just like, this is,
So basically the whole point of this is that, so yeah, he wins the race, he gives his cousin the car, he lets the guy keep his car, this is gonna come back, that respect and teaching him how to be
and
a
also,
good human
like,
being.
That it's not that, like, to me that's like, now you owe me. Like, I get that, like, that's what I took it, is like, it's, I have your respect, but now you also owe me.
See, I didn't take it that way, and because the reason is that I think, and retrospectively, I can see how you'd see that, especially with what's going to happen. But my point is that I don't think he owed him. I think he earned his respect and was able to get his assistance because he respected him.
Okay.
Like, the way they're selling it is more of a, like, okay, we respect one another and we'll help each other, right? It wasn't a, you owe me and I'm forcing you to do it.
I'm Vin Diesel.
Because I think that's the point of the movie, right?
If you want to be in the next one, you owe me.
Yeah. So the whole point is, after this whole scene, so he's on his honeymoon with Letty, and then
he's walking down the street
with
and
a flower and some baguettes or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think they have baguettes in Cuba.
Well, he had.
I always point them out to my wife in movies. Whenever somebody in a film has a bag of groceries,
it's a baguette.
They always have a baguette. There's always a baguette.
Absolutely. So, right? And a flower.
And let's be honest. Nobody's. If it were me, I'm just like, I'm just going to get a loaf of bread. Like, I'm not going to get this big ass thing at breakfast.
If you were in a movie, you'd get a baguette.
You'd get a baguette. Yeah. So that's where we meet Charlize Theron.
Which, what happened to her?
What do you mean?
Where has she been?
She was just at Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, that's right.
And now she's going to be an Atomic Blonde after this.
What is that based on anything? Is that a property that existed before this movie?
Eon Flux.
That's exactly the yeah. What a crazy looking movie
Atomic
that is.
Atomic Blonde looks awesome.
It looks ridiculous.
It looks awesome.
Okay. Ghost in the Shell.
I'm just saying.
That's gonna leave a mark
in my wallet because I paid to see that movie
three times. Oh no,
no, that was just
what was a Zack Snyder movie. Yeah, what am right, I thinking? No,
that's ridiculous. Silly.
But this is where we set it up that she has something on Dom, and the whole thing in the trailers with him being a bad guy, it's because she has dirt on.
You know, I think
something.
I think I would have liked this movie more had he actually been the bad guy.
Yeah,
like if you're gonna tell me the next three movies, Vin Diesel's the bad guy. I'm interested. Like, yeah. That's an interesting plot turn. And then The Rock, like, they flip it where, like, yeah. The Rock is the good guy. The Rock is Vin Diesel. And,
so why does he go with her?
Yeah, so the only thing I can think is in that picture, in whatever he sees on the phone, screw it, we're just going to spoil it, the cop from 5, who he had a relationship with, did we think she was dead? Did they say that they killed her? In a previous
he found Letty and she was gone.
Yeah, when they found Letty, she just kind of went on her own way and let him go.
She left with The Rock? Like, because they were partners, right?
The Rock was her partner at first, yes.
In the fifth one?
Yes.
I don't think I ever explained
Vin Diesel,
I just want to interject. If you can have this conversation and no answers to them and be invested emotionally in this conversation, you can never make fun of the women in your life for liking soap operas
or
reality
totally.
Shows.
Oh,
yeah.
I watch wrestling, for Christ's sake.
You have lost the right.
No, yeah. So in the fifth one, Vin Diesel ends up having a relationship with the Rock's partner. And then she goes, like, she pops up every, like, she's almost like Carl Winslow in Die Hard 2, where he just shows up randomly. He's like, hey, I need a favor. Oh, okay, I'll call the one guy that I know that can, you know, do that favor for me.
But the point is, they had a romantic relationship.
So I think she hands him a phone and says, hey, you're going to work with me.
But later, when she's like, here's this woman, he's like, what? And then they're like, and you have a son. What? He's like completely shocked. This is all new information to him.
That's a good
point.
So
like they craft this scene so we can have this oh wow moment of like, wait, she's alive. Wait, he's got a son he never knew about. So if he never knew about him until that moment, so why did he go with her?
Do you think there's something else on that phone?
No, I think it's a movie.
Your point is 100% valid.
Yes.
I didn't give that much thought into it because I was just, once he turned backwards and started racing with an exploding car, like, I'm like, this is crazy.
You know, like, I'll accept that from the stunt stuff.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? But, like, this is pretty basic, rudimentary.
This is a plot point.
Yeah, but see, that's the same problem I had with The Runway. That was too dumb because that can't physically happen, and was dumb for me.
I guess I think it's dumb. Like, that was the first thing I pointed out when I walked out of the movie. Like, I was, you know, but
it's the same for me.
But I can at least, I get why people turn a blind eye to it because at least that ridiculous thing involves crazy stunts.
Right.
This doesn't. The whole movie.
But no one caught that.
Hinges on him going with her.
That's a very good point.
And then you get a scene where it's all revealed to him.
Yeah.
And so there's absolutely no reason for him to have gone with this totally strange woman he met on the street.
Unless there was, but then why would he be so surprised?
Right.
You're right. You can't have both.
I totally
get it. So she has the dirt on him.
Yeah.
And he goes rogue. I mean, that's why he's
the bad guy. So there's we find out that Mr. Nobody, who is Kurt Russell,
who is awesome.
Of course,
Kurt Russell.
Kurt
so
Russell.
Awesome.
Kurt
I know.
Russell's great. Yeah,
I mean,
Kurt Russell's amazing.
Is when he shows up in this movie, you're just like, yes, I'm so happy.
When he walks on
movie.
Scene, you're just like, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Can we add him to the team? Because that'd be great.
And he's having fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that's what I've always complained about this series is I don't think they're fun. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're so dour and self-serious. But Kurt Russell, The Rock, Jason Statham.
All having fun.
They're in a different movie.
The problem
and
you
I want to see their movie.
Yeah. The problem you have, and Jeremy, I think you'll agree with me because we talked about it, is Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
He's
the main problem.
Yes, he never acts like he's having fun.
No, I don't think he never has fun.
He just is this cool character. He thinks he's so cool and so tough.
I mean,
he
I remember growing up, car movies were all the rage growing up.
Yeah.
Channel 11 used to show all the, you know,
Crazy Mary, Dirty Larry.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, all that stuff. Smoking the
Bandit,
Cannonball Run, Hooper, Gator.
Right.
Like, you get all that stuff. Two-lane highway, like, all that.
Yep.
And like, but they were, I mean, there were some serious ones, but for the most part, they were fun.
Yep.
They were fun movies. And these, for all their crazy stunts, aren't,
you know,
fun.
Gone in 60 Seconds. That's a fun movie.
I love that movie.
The Italian Job is a fun movie. Like, that's why those two work. And going back to, we were talking about car movies, I forgot about Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Like, but these aren't like, you're right, Vin Diesel, not The Rock,
but those
Kurt
other
Russell,
guys have fun with it though.
But I gotta tell you,
Ludacris and Tyrese,
I find
though,
Tyrese,
I mean, they're telling jokes, but
I
God,
find
so stupid.
I find Tyrese to be one of the most annoying. Yeah.
His character's
awesome.
All their stuff
awful.
Is so aggressively
like, if you could just
not
leave
funny.
Him in the water, yeah. That'd be great. Just leave him yeah. out of this movie altogether.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I hope that in the next one, we get it's The Rock, Statham, and Russell. Like, yeah. That's the core
yes.
that I want to see from now on. Yeah.
And I want to see Russell. I want to see him driving a souped-up rascal.
Absolutely. Oh. I'm just trying to think of, like,
oh,
Snake had
gosh.
A car or anything like that. But
So that's the whole thing. So he is on this mission that no one understands why. But we should set it up. So he's not quite there yet.
No,
basically,
so
The Rock goes
The Rock has retired from the yeah. looks of it. And so he's at his, who I believe, Jeremy, is that his actual daughter?
I don't know. I'm not positive of it. I don't think it is. His first daughter is, I think, like 17 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's okay. fairly old.
I thought that I had heard that's his daughter. Like, so they
it could be.
He's coaching. Yeah, knowing The Rock, he probably has a few kids. he was a very popular fellow. So he's coaching his daughter's soccer team, and this is The Rock just doing The Rock thing. Like, just cut. He's literally cutting promos. Right. on screen, yep.
which is great. It yeah. was predictable. I knew he was talking to some kids or something. Like, it was
of course,
it was a predictable scene, but he's good. He's so charismatic. He's so good in it. But the point is that he's retired, and some guy, it's not Mr. Nobody, but somebody comes with him and basically says, there is this EMP. They can shut down an entire huge city. We need your help because this is a big deal. It's a funny bit about him. You know, you don't interrupt my soccer game, whatever.
Yeah.
They do that
actually,
whole thing.
Actually, the bit that I like is he's the Samoan dance with the yeah. girls, and the other team's like,
it's
I don't
funny.
Know, I don't
right.
play anymore.
It's funny,
I like
but,
that, yeah.
Yeah. So, because The Rock's great. Anything he does is great.
Well, that's there's an Australian team that does that in rugby.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's oh, that's all right. They're ripping that off.
That's funny.
So, the whole point is that's what sets up this big job. So Hobbs gets his team together. He calls up Vin, who then gets the family together, and they go out to Germany, and they try to steal this EMP.
Well, they also tell us, Kurt Russell says, look, if this goes sour, you're
this
screwed.
Is an off-the-books operation.
You're going to get it locked up. We cannot say that we knew you yeah. were there. Like, you're going yeah. to jail. And he was like, yeah, man, not a problem.
Yeah. So they end up stealing the EMP. There's some big action sequences. You see a lot of them in the trailer. And then...
this is the... In New York...
This is the one in Germany.
Germany.
Oh, okay. Is this the one where they shoot the wires
no,
into
that's
the car?
Where that's where no. they're going to get...
This
Vin.
Is the ball. The...
Oh, the ball. That's
yeah.
right.
The wrecking ball.
She gave him like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. So right. so anyway, they end up evading all these cops and they get away and they go to split off and Vin Diesel and The Rock are driving down one path and Vin Diesel ends up knocking into The Rock. His vehicle flips over. Vin hooks up or he steals the EMP device and he's gone.
He bails, yeah.
yeah. And so that sets up the entire film of they don't know why he's gone bad, but they never hear from him again until they see him much later. And from this point on, they're trying to track down Vin Diesel.
Right.
But The Rock ends up going to jail because they went a different direction, the other guys. And so he is now stuck in a Supermax prison
across
from
Jason Statham.
With
yes.
Jason Statham.
Because
from the
Supermax
last movie.
Prison, they keep the prisoners across from each
when
other with glasses yeah. where you could with yeah. glass windows where you can talk yeah. to each
right,
other.
Right, right.
But happens. Was their banter
like,
not
oh
highly
God.
Entertaining?
Like, I've been a fan of Jason Statham since Snatch.
Yeah.
Like, I think that guy is so, he's very underratedly funny. Like, he can be very
He was
funny.
Great in Heat. Not Heat. No,
Crank?
No, no. The Melissa McCarthy spy
oh,
movie.
Oh, Spy.
Spy.
Yeah.
That's pretty
he's
bad when I can't remember the spy movie.
He
and it's
is
called
hilarious
Spy.
And Spy.
The guy, <That's right. laughs> the guy's a great martial artist.
He, like, I remember the first time I caught The Transporter, like, on DVD.
Yeah.
And when he does that first action sequence, I'm just like, who is this British guy who is a better martial artist than anything I've seen in the last 10 to 15 years?
He's a great martial artist, but he's also very charismatic.
Yes.
He has that thing where he can come off, you know, kind of like The Rock
he's
does in
swarming.
These movies, where, yeah, he just has this fun personality where he really does play to the camera.
Yeah, the two of them together
yeah.
on screen was the best part
so
of this
So I enjoyed that. And then this, again, I mean, coming off of the car going backwards thing, we go to the Supermax prison. And I didn't really care for the wrecking ball stuff, whatever. It was a generic car scene. But when we go to the prison and
the breakout
and all of a sudden the doors start opening
yeah.
and the whole prison starts erupting into chaos and there's like slow motion and people jumping off of different flights down to the bottom and fighting. amazing. This movie,
I like this scene.
It was
a lot.
So fun. I know it's stupid, but it was
when
so
you're, when
fun.
When you allow Jason Statham to do what he does best, yeah. and those yeah. scenes are what he does best, that dude is probably one of the, in the top five.
But when you realize this movie's doing what it sets out to do, and again, we talk about judging movies
this
based
is,
on what they're trying
to do. This is where The Rock becomes
a
straight-up superhero.
Yeah, and when like The Rock, all of a sudden, there's like, they go to a shot where he's behind like a doorway on the left, and then all of a sudden, three people fly yeah. through the doorway into a wall,
and, crack
and
The
Rock
the wall.
Walks out. Yeah,
I did. There's like, also there's another yeah. scene where he like breaks a concrete like bench off of a wall
yeah.
and he's
to
just
do,
like doing pull-ups
to do bicep
yeah,
curls
so can,
yeah.
yeah so he can work
yeah,
out
it's so weird. Yeah. But they're shooting him with like
yes,
rubber,
bullets.
Rubber bullets and he's just like
and they
rubber.
Bounce off of
yeah,
it
he's
like nothing.
Brushing them off like it's no big deal. I was like, oh, we're yeah. full
yes.
superhero movie.
See,
at this point
this is where they owned it. So what I thought the mistake was the last two is they tried to take it too seriously and then they were too stupid to, you know, so they kind of counteracted. Like, you can't try to take yourself seriously and then do things that are dumb. Like, it doesn't mesh, right?
Right.
But when we had that scene setting up in the beginning, and then the Supermax prison thing, which is probably only like 20 minutes into it, I'm like, yes, you're owning it. This movie is now a superhero, unbelievable, stupid franchise.
There was the other, where, so like, Scott Eastwood and Kurt Russell try to like, talk The Rock
yeah.
into like
picks the up in this
not
way.
Even that he snaps the chains like they're nothing
yeah exactly
like, he's,
yeah.
he's like he's only in the chains because he's allowing
yeah. right he's doing like, a Superman thing we're yeah. just like never mind
and none of the other guards like try to even stop
yeah.
him
yeah.
and
he
then
picks
once,
him up in the most awkward yeah. manner where he's like sideways and yeah. just puts him up against the
like
wall
like his forearms are just holding yeah. up a human man against the wall. But that's what's amazing and then we get the Supermax prison scene like basically right after that
yeah
so my point is that once they set it
I
up
I like that the Supermax prison engraved in stone
says Supermax prison.
Supermax prison.
<Yes.
laughs> Like,
right.
Of course.
So dumb.
Of course it is.
But see, it's like, this is where I wanted those last two to go. And if you're going to do it, own it. Yeah. Right. And that prison scene was so fun. I'm like, please do more of this.
Yeah.
Please have like The Rock and Jason Statham just like breaking people in two. Like,
so
you know?
Also, I will say so The Rock breaks out. He gets the team together with Mr. Nobody, yeah. and then
we find out that was an exercise by Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
And they basically said, we need your help. Like, The Rock this whole time was like, I'm going to get out of prison on my own accord, blah, 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 and denies his help.
Right.
And they're basically like, no, you're coming with us. Like, this is.
So they put the old team back together with the exception of Brian. And I will say, it was kind of nice that they mentioned Brian.
Yeah.
Where he's just
okay,
like,
here's where I feel like they really missed an opportunity. This
okay.
whole storyline with Dom's son.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that should have been Brian's son.
Ah.
Ooh.
Good call.
If they'd have brought in Brian's wife,
Brian.
And then, right, Brian's Paul
they
Walker,
won't do
right?
That
they got the right
him.
Character?
Yeah.
What's that?
Which one? Brian's Paul
Brian's
Walker.
Paul
they're
Walker.
Never
yeah,
going to kill him off, Joe. They couldn't do that.
What?
Why couldn't they?
Brian, they would never kill him
why
off.
Why couldn't they?
Well, you don't have to. You don't have
but
to.
But he just suggested it. I said they're never going to do that.
But, like, if you'd have brought in Brian's wife instead of whoever,
which is Mia,
whoever
which is
Dom's sister yeah.
okay and then been like and then she had Brian's child.
How do you explain Brian not being there and helping the
that's
team?
What I'm saying you have to kill Brian.
I forget what was the reason they gave for him going away
to be with his family.
Mia. They just had him retired.
Yeah,
so
they can't have
okay,
they can't
yeah,
have his
okay.
wife and kid kidnapped and then that's the problem.
Yeah,
I get where
okay.
you're going,
but I mean like
but
why,
they have to make them not in the movie.
Why can't
you know?
They kill Brian?
They just won't not because of how Paul. I'm telling you, they personally will never do that because of Paul Walker actually dying. They're not going to kill the character off.
I think that they need to kill him off, but I think the reason they're not is because of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
They're
but
not going to do it.
Part of the problem with not killing the character off, though, is at some point you make the character look like a dick.
Right.
Like, if these guys keep getting in trouble, and he's never like, I'll come help you.
But, they're not telling him. They explain it in this one. They say, he's got a family. We're not putting
him
in
danger.
Well,
they do say, he's like, you know who could get us out of this is Brian.
He's like, no, we're not bringing Brian. So, like, they are being the
dicks.
Like, they're not letting him know.
I have to think that Mia knows. Like, Mia is Dom's sister. She has to know something.
Why?
Because they make a big deal out of how close they are. You know, you think Dom is not... You think, like, after this is all over, Dom's not going to talk to Mia and be like, dude, guess what happened to me this week?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing
know.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. So, anyway...
So, they put the team together, and so then now they've added Jason Statham to this team.
Yeah.
God dang it. Like, give me this movie. Like, you could take everybody else out of this movie. Give me those three characters.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, that looks amazing. So, they go, and I'm trying to... This is where they go... They use God's Eye, which was a thing from the last
movie. Which I'd completely forgotten.
I also did, until they showed Moneypenny. Because that's who this gal is. Is that who this gal is?
No, absolutely not.
Maybe she's not. She was in something else, though, that we also talked about where she was.
Anyway.
So they use this stupid machine that they can track anybody in the world at any point in time. So they use that, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, wait, he's in the building. Kurt Russell's just like,
these scenes were so dumb when they're just like, here, let me take this thing I've never used and I'll just type for three minutes.
Click,
just,
click, 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 click. Yeah, oh, there, I fixed it. So they steal. Now they've got Gada. The bad guys break in. Yeah. Dom is there. Charlize Theron makes out with Dom because... Sure.
Yeah,
because she can.
Meanwhile, I mean, they're just basically breaking Letty's psychological, you know.
Sure.
She's already upset about...
That's what I think about with psychological stuff with these movies.
That's what they're doing.
But she only has two facial expressions.
That's right.
Confused and scared.
She looks...
Confused and angry.
I think she got clean. Like, I think that was an issue with her, like, with the actress. I think she had a substance abuse problem.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And I think like she looks better now than she has in a long time. Like
she looks healthy. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, here's my whole problem with that part is you bring Statham in now and he joins the group, which is great. But now we have to forget that he killed Han, their family member.
That's totally true. Yep,
that's ridiculous.
It is a weird. It is a complete 180 character shift.
Very quick to forget the past.
And he's also very quick to not be a bad guy anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Like they do, they're just like, oh, you used to be an army, you know, in the British army or whatever. And you did this. And
they realized they needed another star to keep this going. Yeah. And so they had to figure out a way to take your big bad and make him good.
Not only do they make Jason Statham a good guy, they make his brother a good guy, who was also the big bad from Six.
Yeah.
Like, so they have rehabilitated both Luke Evans and Jason Statham to no longer be bad guys.
Yeah. That's the big reveal. We didn't even know he was in this movie. That's the big reveal of this movie.
That was supposed to be.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, did you know Luke Evans was in this movie? That was a big deal. He was the bad guy from Five. No one even knew he was in it.
I didn't even remember he was in this franchise.
Right. But so that's not something that most people... But if you are a fan of it, that was the
audible gasp in the theater. Yeah. And I was just like, that was the part? All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
It was cool. I mean, he was just in Beauty and the Beast. I mean, that just made $1 billion.
That's true.
And no one expected him to be in this billion-dollar franchise 6 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of a big deal to be in two huge movies like that when you didn't even know he was cast in it.
Right.
So I do think that was a big reveal. I don't think that, like, I wasn't like, oh, my word. But, I mean, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, here he is.
Yeah. You didn't clutch your pearls.
Right, I didn't. I left him at home. So, anyway, they get the God's Eye.
They take off.
So, what they're trying to build up, basically, is that Charlize Theron uses her mind, right? She's a hacker. She's the super villain. She's not the Luke Evans. She's not Statham. She's not that kind of a villain. She's the
Whisper villain.
Yeah, definitely the Whisper villain, right?
Well, we're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to do that. Yeah. I got these really sweet...
So she's outsmarting them at every turn, though. She's always one step ahead. That's what they're kind of building up.
She's Spectre. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Like, these are becoming James Bond movies.
Right.
To a much lesser extent.
Much.
Much.
Much less.
I don't know.
So this
Quantum Solace is pretty bad.
So they use...
Not like this.
No. Not like that.
Quantum Solace is boring.
That's true.
Yeah. So they use... She ends up using the God's Eye to find a Russian diplomat that has nuclear launch codes to a submarine, uh-huh. And they track him down, and she's basically, at this point...
He just happens to be in the middle of New York City. That's where he is. This is the scene that you're talking about.
Yeah, this is the scene where it gets bonkers.
But at this point, they revealed that the gal from Five is alive, and that, she had Dom's son.
Right.
So that is how they're kind of holding him hostage to do this work for them.
Right.
So there's that reveal, and so Dom ends up going, again, with a riot shield and a huge saw.
Here's the thing, I love that the guy goes,
they go look out their back windshield and they go, what is that?
I'm like, also, if these guys are trained professionals, right, in protection and doing what they do, shoot them in the feet.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Stop shooting the shield.
It is definitely dumb.
That always drives me crazy. It was also dumb
when he uses the shield, and then as soon as they get done shooting, he just throws the shield at the back.
He might not need that again.
As if no one will ever shoot at him again for the rest
of the
sequence.
It's not like they don't have extra clips.
Yeah.
That's not a, you know.
Well, they did say, I'm out after that, so.
Okay.
No. They, sure. I mean, they do say that. But to me, again, at this point, I got what kind of movie this was. And I get, the guy is looking at Dom and his with his riot shield and his saw going, what is that? Like, it's some kind of monster. Costume. I just thought, this is great. It's bad, but it's great. Like, but, I wanted
but,
this.
But again, the
like,
whole thing hinges on such stupid things. So, yeah. Like, first of all, when they steal the Russian nuclear football,
yeah.
Whatever Russians play instead of football.
Yeah.
Like, the guy just hands it right over. Like, if you're handing over a nuclear suitcase, then you're going to die in a nuclear war anyway, so you might as well just go ahead and defend it with your life.
Right.
Right.
And it's handcuffed to you.
It's yeah. Second, and perhaps more importantly, and I'm not really super up on my geopolitical nuclear strategy, so I would just like to ask the question, so can these codes not be changed?
That is also, I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they got stolen. Quick,
I thought
change
the same
them.
Thing. Once you know the codes are stolen, can't
right.
someone...
Like, well, what did you, like...
But maybe just, not, because that's it, why someone has the codes, and maybe if
no,
they
if would I just put my change pa- If them. I put my password into my Gmail account wrong for three times, they lock me out of it.
Right, they would
well,
just,
they have the codes, though.
They would
they're
just
not
change
be
the codes. Like, yeah. So, like, nothing that happens yeah. after this...
Right. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
I totally agree.
Again, I was enjoying this at this point because it was so dumb but so fun to me. And I thought the same thing you did, but it's just like at this point, the plot is so thin.
He also goes to see Helen Mirren, who was like, I'm like, if you could just add her to this cast too. I thought she's great. I love Helen
Mirren.
Sure
they will.
Yeah. I think she's.
Her and Kurt Russell be street racing rascals.
Done. Done. Does he have a. He doesn't have a car in. Does he
I don't
ever,
know. It doesn't matter.
He could drive the death proof car.
Yeah, sure, that'll work.
So, so they end up. Yeah,
he beats Helen Mirren. He gives Helen Mirren. We don't know who she is, but she talks with a British accent, so we automatically know who she is because there's only two other characters that have right. a British accent in this movie.
Well, I didn't see that coming. But,
are you? How do you not see that coming?
That
because this movie makes you turn your brain off.
That's
yeah,
true. Yeah.
I really was not thinking that the exposition 10-minute. The montage was not necessary, but the point
is Vin Diesel hands her a watch. He tricks Charlize Theron into thinking he's working on his car. Turns out he's not working. He breaks away for 30 seconds yeah. and talks to her and comes back.
Yeah.
This is what then we get the scene where he's got the case. All of his people show back up.
So here's again, if we're going to talk about logic here,
yeah,
so they
yeah.
so
this
they,
is the part
so they get all these cars that were impounded from drug dealers in New York. Somehow they retrofitted them with grappling hooks. Then they learned how to use and fire the grappling hooks.
I don't even have a problem with that.
So they approach his car from different directions and then attach
all fire right on the right
to different
right where they need to fire.
Why wouldn't you just shoot out his tires?
Thank you. If you have the accuracy to shoot
a grappling hook,
you could take a gun and shoot
onto the body. Not you can't just shoot on like a plastic panel. You have to shoot like an anchor down on a metal piece of the frame of the car.
Yes,
I know. That's where I'm like, okay. But the fact that they all could retrofit drug dealer cars with grappling hooks, and then with one button and no aiming. Remember, they just press the button and it hits the car. That's where my logic side is, you know, as much dumb fun as I was having. I'm like, okay, come on.
And then he ends up breaking away from all of them.
Because his car has over 3,000 horsepower in it. Do you remember this?
Does PETA know about this?
Yeah.
It's too many horses under one hood.
But they go, his car's got to have 1,000 horsepower. No, make it 2. No, it's got to be 3.
Yeah.
Like, is that even legal? Can you even do that?
There's no way a car has 3,000 horsepower.
It has infinite horsepower.
Yeah.
He gets away. But
crashes the car.
The team is on. The team is racing after him. Somehow, Charlize Theron figures out a way to hack the auto drive feature.
That doesn't exist on any car, but apparently in New York it exists
all
on
of them.
Every
oh,
car.
No. I thought this was great because that has happened. So this is the part again that's dumb, but is actually based in truth.
No, but
some person has hacked a car and taken control of the driving. It's a real thing.
But there aren't enough cars that have that feature.
Wasn't a Tesla. Someone hacked like a.
You can't.
They can hack a 2007 Geo Prism. Like, I mean,
well, not the older ones.
She hacked every car. car in New York.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She hacked every car. She didn't hack, like, three or four cars. She hacked every stupid car in the city.
I didn't see any old cars.
Well, you can't hack every car in the biggest city in America that everyone's driving a 2013 or later.
Right.
Like, that's just ridiculous.
I don't even have a 2013 car.
Well, if Joe doesn't. No, but my point was, I get what you're saying.
I know that it could theoretically be done.
I like that they grounded it in some kind of a real truth.
The quantity of cars that they could theoretically be hacking is completely ridiculous.
She could have hacked five cars.
Yeah. Maybe.
I thought it was hilarious. I don't know, Jeremy. I thought it was absolutely hilarious that they did that.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, I was laughing the whole
time. Yeah, I was too. That's the thing. This movie made me laugh so much. I was having so much fun with it. It is stupid, but again, when they set it up, like they were setting up to make a stupid, crazy stunt movie with superheroes flying everywhere and not getting scratches, I was in. And the fact that you could hack a car, I wasn't thinking what year they were made and what model. I was like, okay, that has happened. People have hacked cars and taken control. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. They had this like a convoy of cars. Like, I enjoyed it. I know it's dumb, but it was fun to me.
It wasn't. It was so like, I get, and I'm all for dumb action flicks. Like, that is my bread and butter.
I know,
but.
Yeah,
there is a certain point where it's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
But they end up, we're just jumping back and forth. So anyway, he gets the briefcase with the codes because he threatens to blow up the car. He's going to stick a flare in the gas tank. So the Russian guy hands over the briefcase. He ends up running with it down the alley, and Letty comes up and steals it.
Yeah.
And so he's, you know, forced with, like, you know, he's not going to kill Letty because he loves her and is being forced to do whatever he's doing. But the Game of Thrones guy with the red beard, I can't remember.
That guy was great on Game of Thrones.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, that was cool. I think he's like in Snickers ads, or no, he's in like hotel ads or something before he got famous.
Oh, really?
So he's like, they're now using all his ads that he made before Game of Thrones. But anyway,
like Heather from the Blair
Witch. I was
thinking
the exact same thing. Yeah, Beatrock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like hotels.com or whatever, and it's like that guy now that he's famous. So anyway, but he's the right hand man of Charlize Theron. And anyway, so he ends up holding a gun to her head, and he's whatever. They get the codes.
Yeah.
And so that's now she has God's Eye. She's got the codes.
And she's got the EMP.
And the EMP. So those three things are a recipe for disaster.
Right. So her goal is to start a war. After that, I don't really know what the point is.
Because then people will know that they shouldn't start wars.
That she did say something
like
that.
Yeah, she had almost
some
kind of...
There will be accountability.
Right, there was almost some altruistic, like, anonymous level, like, hacking for the greater good of mankind. I'm going to teach them a lesson kind of a thing going on. That was what they were attempting.
Okay, sure.
I'm just saying that's what her character was.
So they get back on the plane.
But they kill Statham. That was the big thing. So
sure they do.
So Dom ends up pointing a gun at Statham when he's chasing after him with a briefcase, and he shoots him dead. And they're like, "Oh, we couldn't.
Oh no, they killed him.
Yeah, we couldn't save him.
He's not going to come back later. It's not Jason Statham or anything." So they get back to the plane, and she kind of says, "I lost you there for a second." He was like, "Yeah, but you got the codes." And he was like, "Yeah, well,
we almost didn't. Boom,
they kill the baby mama."
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, there was a scene I was like, you know what, these movies might kill a baby. It's possible. I don't think it's outside
of that moment. I'm like, I don't think they're smart enough to know that you really can't kill a baby in a movie like this.
I think they may throw that baby out of an airplane. And guess what, they kind of do. So Vin Diesel, they figure out that their base is in the bottom. In the most Bond villain place you could put a base is underwater in the frozen Russian tundra or whatever.
But I like that they make a point to clarify that this is not Russia. This is a bunch of Russian bad guys that have taken over a Russian base.
Russian separatists. Yeah, if it was Russia, you'd be like, why isn't Trump protecting them?
Yeah, right. These guys would have never made it.
But they do make it very clear that, like, Russia's not the bad guy.
I did enjoy that part where they're just like, no, Russia's not the bad guy. Yeah. It's Russians.
Russian separatists. Yeah,
that's fine. So they go to this base, and this is where Scott Eastwood's like, the gloves are off. You can have whatever car you want. And of course, like, there's a tank.
So let's take the least practical cars we can think of.
Except for the tank. Like, I'll give you the tank.
To the frozen tundra. Yeah. Yeah. The tank, I will give you the tank.
Do you think for a second that Lamborghini with all that horsepower
that
could have ever driven on ice for
no.
a second?
Hell no.
And that's
barely drive on concrete.
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
God forbid it rains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so that's where, again, and so, like, I draw the line somewhere. I get the dumb fun, but when you get that stupid, I'm like, I can't.
I will give you the tank and the Rock's car.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Everything else, I'm like, oh, yeah, right. The guy driving the 2017 Honda Civic is going to be all right on the ice.
And do you realize how heavy the Rock's vehicle would be? Do you think you could slow down without...
No.
Continuing to slide into anything?
No.
Like, yeah.
That's not a thing.
There's no brakes on ice. Like, so anyway, but so they go to this Russian separatist taken over base and
they have a hacking war.
Well, the whole point is that these nuclear codes... These nuclear codes.
Even when she's typing on the screen that projects onto the...
Yeah, they're still like mechanical...
I'm like,
the Iron Man
is that her nails? Or what am I hearing? Tick, 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 what am I hearing?
Zing!
It's like Jerry Lewis.
But so, but the thing that, like, the whole plot of this comes down to, the bad guy is trying to get these nuclear missiles launched. So they are in a base. They use the EMP to take out the electronics that would keep them out of this base.
But their cars still work.
Correct.
Yeah,
well, the EMP, yeah, the EMP that we were told would take out an entire city.
My cars aren't ran on 1,000 computers.
Didn't take out their cars or the helicopter.
Or the helicopter.
And at one point they even said,
"Well, it did take out the helicopter."
Well, okay, it does take the helicopter. But,
yeah.
But they, at the one point they were like, "Oh yeah, they had to reboot." You don't reboot from an EMP.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't pull the cord out of the wall. It fries your electrical system.
Right.
Nothing would work. For miles.
Nope. That's right. Including those cars or all of the nuclear stuff that they were trying to launch.
Yes. Or the,
all of that would go down.
None of it would
None of it would work.
Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah.
So they try to...
EMPs are cool, though.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Like, that's what I can take away. It's like, what can we use? EMP. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
So she's trying to launch these missiles, and then it just becomes a race against the clock. So there's, like, a countdown timer.
A clock to the credits.
I had fun throughout this entire thing. I thought.
Man, you're 0 for 2 in the last 2 weeks.
I thought 6. Well, I mean, this is the highest reviewed film since 5.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Like, right. I mean, this movie.
I think critics have given up.
I think
that's
true.
It's like when you're in your senior year and the teacher knows you're a C student.
Right.
She's like, yeah, that's fine.
You know what? Good enough.
Yeah, whatever's going to get you out of
but
here.
But I thought the last two were so bad. And I know that, I mean, Jeremy enjoyed them a lot. Billions of people enjoyed them.
I won't dispute the money. Can't dispute the money.
So, I mean,
sure.
I know a lot of people enjoyed them. But to me, the last two were so bad. And this movie owned it. And I think it accomplished what it was trying to do with the dumb fun. And so I enjoyed it.
One of my favorite little things, we didn't actually touch on this scene. Yeah. It's a very, very small, minor detail to show you the laziness in a movie like this. So the scene where Kurt Russell is explaining to the group about who they have to go after, right? And they show a picture of Charlize Theron. I have trouble saying
Charlize
that.
Theron.
Charlize Theron. And it's clearly, like, taken in a crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it says across the top, facial recognition.
Oh, no, you're not talking about Dom's picture.
And then it shows Dom's picture.
Like a screen capture from the
and
first
then it
movie.
Says, facial recognition. I'm like, well, I'm not, but okay. And then it shows a third guy, I think the
red-haired guy.
Yeah, Groundskeeper Willie.
Beardy McBeardertons.
Yeah. And
dude, live action
and they,
Simpsons movie.
And they show him, and it says... facial recognition, and it's clearly a mugshot. And I'm like, why are they taking mugshots with facial recognition? Like, do they have to sneak up on them? Like, what is...
I gotcha.
There it is.
Oh,
this lazy graphic designer.
Yes, big time.
I just thought that, Jeremy, I don't know if you caught this, but to me, when they showed Dom's picture in the car, I swear that was like a screenshot from the end of the first Fast and Furious movie when he was like racing the Charger or the Challenger or whatever.
Right.
Like, they used a still from the movie. Like, why would these people in the movie have a still from the movie?
Right.
You know, it wasn't a generic shot.
It's
it was, like literally
like the,
him 10
like
years
scene,
ago.
It's like the scene in... We're going to get to Spider-Man in May.
Yeah.
But, no, July. But there's the scene, like, where Peter Parker is watching the monitor. Like, he's watching a laptop, and he's watching himself spin around Ant-Man's feet. And somebody's like, who was there to take that
to
video?
Film that, right? Exactly.
Well, it reminds me, there's a scene in Jaws. Is it 3 or four?
I think it's 4.
Oh, maybe it's 4.
Because 3 is the one with Dennis Quaid.
Okay, maybe it's 4.
Yeah.
But she's like thinking back to like... And so they show a scene from the original Jaws where Brody is like playing with the kids like at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And if you watch that scene in the actual movie, in the original Jaws, she's bringing the food in from the kitchen. So she brings the food in from the kitchen, she sets it down, and then she walks out of the room. And then in Jaws 4, she's remembering what happened while she was out of the room.
Right, right. The revenge.
Yes.
Is that one.
Yes.
It's got Michael Caine in
this it. Time it's personal.
This time it's personal. Ooh, buddy.
So Charlize and whoever the hacker is from the good guy team.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I know you don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is.
they have a hack off.
Yeah, they do.
And
no, it's not Charlize there. It's like it's her hacker.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, but she's like saying hack them. She's like orchestrating.
Hack
or whatever.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so anyway, they end up Charlize Theron locks them out of whatever, and there's a countdown timer, and so the nuclear missiles are about to launch, and it ends up that
it's
I think Tyrese and Scott Eastwood. Yeah, they're like pull the lever. Yeah, and they end up at the last second pulling out the motherboard that controls the launch, and then
because it's one piece.
Yeah,
that would control everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever worked on a nuclear submarine, Joe?
No, but I have a feeling it's more than one piece.
Well?
I also have a feeling they can just change the codes.
That's also true.
Yeah. So they end up escaping from the place. Like, we did it. We stopped the launch. Now we have to hightail out of here. And this is where we get Jeremy's favorite scene of maybe the decade.
I'm not going to lie.
The submarine. Yeah.
This is fun.
Oh, the submarine.
The giant submarine.
Then no. I was going to say this is my favorite scene in the movie, but no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
This was stupid.
No.
I thought this was so... This was the part where I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. But it is, but the point is you have to realize at this point they're not trying to be or accomplish anything other than how ridiculous the submarine scene is.
I
get that, right? Like, they didn't go like, this is going to be super serious and amazing. And
when
like,
The Rock catches a torpedo
and moves it out of the way,
turns it around.
Right. That's amazing, right?
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So he's just auditioning for Black Adam. Let me say that again. He catches a torpedo
and moves it out of the way. Yeah.
And no, he doesn't move it out of the way. He turns it around.
Redirects it.
And sends it back. He sends that torpedo back and blows
up.
No,
that was the heat-seeking missile that Vin does. He moves it out of the way. Well, you're wrong. I mean,
okay.
I know that you're trying
to... He catches a torpedo, Kevin.
He doesn't catch it. He takes it, which is great, and he veers it out of the way, and it like hits one of their cars that's in the line.
He puts his... It's like catching a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing, but... Okay. I'm not going to be able to convince you, but my point is that this movie sets out to be that movie, and it does it. And I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's totally ridiculous. That whole last... You know, 15 minutes of the movie. It's some of the most ridiculous filming I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's totally absurd. But again, they set it up for that, which the other movies I didn't think set it up to be so ridiculous. And that's why I thought this is dumb. I don't get it.
See, for me, where it was ridiculous but fun was Jason Statham and the baby on the airplane.
Yeah.
That is a scene that was ridiculous but fun.
That was
this movie, this part I like.
Yeah, so that's when we cut back to this part, which again, I think that was the same as the prison break scene.
Yeah.
The Supermax scene and the airplane scene
that's
are the
Statham,
same type
though.
Of
that,
scene,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's Statham doing exactly what he does best.
So meanwhile, we see these like paraglider guys that have wingsuits, and they end up jumping into and gliding into the back of the big like base station airplane that Charlize Theron's in. They operate out of this
huge
plane.
Did you not know who they were?
No.
Really had no clue that was going to be Statham and Luke Evans.
No.
They killed him off of that, wow. They got rid of his paycheck.
When Vin Diesel goes to Helen Mirren and says, you know something about family. And I was like, okay, totally. We're going to get... So we know already, right? Yeah. So if you can put this together...
You can keep telling me. I saw the movie you saw, but
so
I'm telling
you,
my brain was
off.
We know
that Luke Evans and Jason Statham are brothers, right? We know that.
Yeah.
And then they go to the third British character, and Vin Diesel is talking to her about family.
So there's one British character in the world?
In this movie? Yeah. But, like, he's making a
you
point.
You honestly thought that a character that we haven't seen in the movie and a character we saw shot were going to come back in and save the day.
No, I didn't think it because I was thinking as little about this movie as possible.
Yeah,
like,
I absolutely thought
that was,
okay,
was going to be
was like,
Evan,
oh, yeah, of
Jason
course.
Kudos to you, Joe. But I had no idea. And so I thought that was a great reveal. And a guy that we didn't even know was cast in this movie, Luke Evans, again, who like 6 weeks ago Beauty and the Beast comes out, it's made $1 billion already, and then you got this movie that makes, you know, $500 million in 3 days. Like, that dude is in two of the biggest movies of the year,
yeah,
and wasn't even on the credits. So they end up paragliding in, And the whole deal is that they've been working with Vin Diesel, with Helen Mirren, that whole thing
the
that we've talked about.
The two baddest of the bad guys are now just like, no, we're good guys now.
And
well, I would,
mom.
And they were trying to save a baby.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, I was prepared to accept that because they were trying to save a baby.
Well,
like,
they that happened. They have The Rock and him have a scene where they've been giving each other, like, the whole movie.
Yeah.
And finally, they both hit each other with a one last quip. And they're both smiling and laughing at each other. I was like, well, he's part of the team now.
Right.
Like, well, I think that was improvised, too. Like, they left it in there. I think that they're really giving each other crap. And when Jason Statham started cracking up and The Rock laughs, I think that was a genuine moment.
I think
it was so good they had to keep
it
in.
Let's get to our final thing. So they launch a heat-seeking missile at Dom, which, please just blow him up. And then, but then
he somehow jumps.
Statham's gotten off the plane with the baby, so he knows that he doesn't have to do with this woman once anymore.
Right.
So
Game of Thrones, Beardy McBeard.
He snaps his neck, and then he jumps in his car, and he's riding, and he's got the heat sinker on his tail, and the last possible second.
And his solution to this problem is, I will redirect this heat-seeking missile
towards the nuclear
submarine. The submarine carrying nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
I will direct...
Correct.
The heat-seeking missile.
Well, he knew that the only reason to set off the nuclear reaction was because of the tips of the missile, and they have to mix with the nuclear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Vin Diesel knew that.
That was the explanation.
Yeah. I know.
And I'm like, yeah, well, of course he knew that.
I did notice they tacked that in later.
Did.
Like, oh, but then they're not. They haven't been activated.
Right.
Like, they were 1 second away from launching. They were 0.6 seconds away from launching.
Correct.
So no. Oh, they had been armed.
Yes, they're ready to go.
No, but the nuclear missile, until it makes impact, they can't have it explode in the air. Like, it would only do it at detonation.
So a heat-seeking missile explosion would not count as impact?
Of course not, Tom. You don't know your nuclear weapons. No, I know. It was funny the way
he
attacked
decides
it
on. He jumps an ice ramp.
So cool.
Okay.
It's
and it blows up the new, and then all of a sudden,
well, doesn't he turn up his NOS or whatever, so flames shoot out, and that's how it heats.
Oh, yeah,
him.
Right.
And then he goes off a ramp, and then he ends up hitting his rear tire against the side of the submarine, so he could turn and like shield himself, you know, using the submarine as a shield, and it hits the submarine and not the car.
Then it blows up, and then all of a sudden his team shows back up and makes a car shield to protect Vin from the fire.
Because heat will never go over and down.
Yeah, no.
Once you protect the sides.
It doesn't engulf anything.
No,
also, still not busted up.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a drop of blood on him.
No, this scene, he had dirt on him and stuff. That's,
oh, did he?
He did
have dirt on him.
Because I was looking for it, trust me.
He had dirt from the ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But trust me.
Well, there was explosions.
That's true.
Yeah. Char.
Soot.
Yes. Since that first scene, I looked for it. And I go, are you telling me if he comes out of this clean and unscathed? So he had like, he was like dirty.
Yeah. Okay. So then, you know, they all walk away. Kurt Russell kind of goes to The Rock and says, you can have your job back. And The Rock says, nope, which means nothing. Because he'll be back for the next one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... And then they adopt... Letty and Dom adopt his bastard child.
Well, I don't think he has to adopt his
own
child.
I guess it's true. Yeah, Letty has to, I guess.
I didn't see any paperwork.
That's
but
true.
She was holding the child lovingly.
Right, right.
It's a lot easier to love a stepchild when there's no baby mama drama.
Since he's the only living...
Not that you know.
Not that I have any inside information on that.
No inside baseball?
No.
They name him Brian, which is just like, why would you name him after your brother-in-law?
Right.
Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah. Especially when, like, the character's not dead. He just retired.
Thank you.
So it's like, oh, like, it's this great honor to the... Oh, wait, he's not dead.
He's not dead. He just...
I forgot that they hadn't killed off his character.
Right,
so I was like, oh, that makes sense. But then when I found his character still alive, I'm like...
Still alive.
Well, that's
but then even Brian anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense in the movie. It's obviously...
Why should they start now?
That's true. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Ooh boy.
Yeah.
Ooh boy.
I agree with you.
I had so much fun with this stupid movie.
I thought it was the parts I enjoyed was The Rock and Statham.
Yes.
And that's what I liked.
Yeah.
If I can, the more I thought about this movie as I left, I was like, this is so bad. It's so stupid.
You know why the problem with handing this franchise off to The Rock?
No.
He can't fit in any of those sports cars. He can only drive like SUVs and trucks.
He's not fitting in those cars.
Yeah, you can't put The Rock in a Lamborghini.
He's going to do like in Police Academy where they take the front seat out so he can sit in the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I think I would have enjoyed this more had they gone with the 180 and made Dom the bad guy.
Yeah.
And have The Rock be the good guy.
Especially when he said he wants to leave the franchise.
Right.
And let's face it, they flip people back and forth from good to bad in this
apparently,
thing all the time.
Like, they just did cares? It. Yeah,
it's
right.
It's professional wrestling. You of all people should accept
it. No, I'm totally with it. Like, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, turn him heel.
Yeah.
Why not?
Totally.
Let's do it.
So, and,
yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Fast 8.
Yeah. There's nothing really left to say.
Yeah, I got nothing left.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you liked it, right?
I enjoyed it. I mean, it's stupid, it's overblown, it's ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, these things are just not for me.
They won me over because, again, the last two lost me, and I thought 5 was so fun. 5 was so good, and the introduction of The Rock. The last two lost me. They were just too dumb. But when they owned it from scene 1, when they owned how stupid they were, I just checked out, and I had fun with it. I mean, you can't expect any more from these movies, and I think that if you're trying to use too much logic, which I get because I do it all the time too, and so I get all the logic, but with this movie I couldn't, and I didn't let the logic win over, where usually I would go, that doesn't make sense, whatever, because they made this movie from the beginning a superhero movie, where the last two turned into them. This movie was like, we're superheroes, and so I was okay. You don't argue with Superman. No, I don't argue with this
because Superman's from another planet.
I argue with Superman a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, but that's where I'm going, where I'm like, I don't ask why he can fly or how he can fly or how he can do whatever. I'm like, he can.
Because he gets his power from the yellow sun, Kevin.
Yeah. Right.
The Rock is a human 20 being.
Taught you nothing.
Well, I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett and at ReviewSTL.com.
And Jeremy, where can they find you?
You can find me at Twitter at Heinous J, HEINOUSJ.
Awesome. And this is Tom. You can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you want to continue the conversation online, you can do it at Real Spoilers on Twitter, Facebook.com/Real Spoilers, or you can join our new Facebook group, Real Spoilers League of Show Sharers. Just type that into your little search bar on Facebook and it'll pop right up for you. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us tremendously. That's why we pound it into your head and we won't shut the hell up about it.
For God's sakes, people.
Yes. So anyway, that's it for next time. What is the movie next week?
Sure.
I don't know, but it'll be something.
Don't you worry. We'll be back.
We will be back. And so
the Real Spoilers crew will return.
Yes, you can't make us go away that easily. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, Frog and Bandit agree to bring back clam chowder in 18 hours.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got?